United States.
Defamation. Grab him by the purse. Punitive damages ought to moderate Donald Trump's speech a bit.
If ordered to pay millions of dollars for defaming someone, most people would learn their lesson and zip it. Not so Donald Trump. Last May, a jury in Manhattan determined that he owed E. Jean Carroll, an advice columnist, $5 million in damages for sexually assaulting her nearly 30 years ago, and then, in 2022, accusing her of making it up. Unbowed by the judgment, he called her a whack job on CNN the next day and denied ever having met her, even though they were photographed together. "I have no idea who the hell she is," he protested. Mr. Trump now has a big new incentive to restrain himself, thanks to a whopping judgment in a separate but related defamation trial. On January 26th, a different jury awarded Ms. Carroll $83 million for another set of insults and denials over the assault, these ones weighed by Mr. Trump in 2019. Punitive damages represented four-fifths of the total, a sum clearly intended to deter the presumptive Republican nominee for president from defaming Ms. Carroll again. Her lawyers had asked for $24 million in compensatory damage and an unusually high punitive award. Mr. Trump called the verdict absolutely ridiculous in a social media post and vowed to appeal. The sum may well be reduced. Calculating reputational harm is inherently subjective. But at least for now, the lesson appears to have sunk in. Mr. Trump made no reference to Ms. Carroll after the trial. The case stems from an encounter at Bergdorf Goodman, a department store in New York in the mid-1990s. Ms. Carroll alleges that while they shopped in the lingerie department, Mr. Trump pushed her against a dressing room wall and raped her. In 2019, she published a book describing publicly the attack for the first time. Mr. Trump said it never happened and accused her of trying to juice book sales, adding, "She's not my type." In 2022, Ms. Carroll sued him under a law that allowed sexual assault victims a one-year window to bring claims outside the statute of limitations. At last year's civil trial, a jury determined that Mr. Trump had sexually abused Ms. Carroll, but that he had not raped her. Those findings were not being relitigated in this case. Lewis Kaplan, the judge who presided over both trials, said there would be no do-overs by disappointed litigants. Mr. Trump stayed away for the first trial, but he attended this one and testified, albeit for less than 5 minutes. Those appearances marked an effort to bring the campaign trail to the courthouse to underscore the supposed lawfare being waged against him by Democrats. Reid Hoffman, a co-founder of LinkedIn and Democratic donor, helped finance Ms. Carroll's first case. Before Mr. Trump's testimony, Judge Kaplan demanded to know exactly what he would say, lest he suggest that the attack never happened. Sure enough, when Mr. Trump called Ms. Carroll's account false under oath, Judge Kaplan ordered it struck from the record. The defendant's huffing and puffing, he stormed out during closing arguments, no doubt helped Ms. Carroll's case. "You saw how he has behaved through this trial," her lawyer told the jury. "Rules don't apply to Donald Trump." Judge Kaplan also sparred with Mr. Trump's pugnacious lawyer, Alina Haber, who he warned might spend some time in the lockup. Ms. Carroll will not receive the full damages while Mr. Trump is appealing against the decision, which may take months. If he has the amount in cash, he could pay it to the court, which will hold it during the appeals process, as he did with the previous award to Ms. Carroll. Or he could try to secure a loan against his other assets. Much of his money is tied up in property. Mr. Trump likes to brag about his wealth, one of the reasons the jury opted to award such a thumping sum in damages. More legal peril awaits Mr. Trump, who stands accused of 91 felonies in four criminal cases. The first, a federal trial over his election interference in 2020, was scheduled to begin in March, but it is on hold until an appellate court rules on Mr. Trump's claim of immunity from prosecution for crimes committed in office. In the meantime, he can expect an even bigger penalty in yet another civil lawsuit in New York related to his real estate business. In September, Arthur Engoron, the judge overseeing that case, agreed with prosecutors that Mr. Trump and his firm committed fraud by inflating the value of property to secure better loan terms. Letitia James, the state attorney general, wants Mr. Trump and his co-defendants to be fined $370 million and barred from serving as a corporate director in the state of New York. Judge Engeron will also have to clarify what he intended when he ordered the cancellation of corporate charters that enabled the Trump Organization to operate in the state. His initial ruling was unclear about whether he really meant for Mr. Trump's properties to be sold off and the business wound down. That would be a rare punishment. Only a dozen companies in the state have been subjected to it in nearly 70 years. Whatever the penalty, it will probably be paused until Mr. Trump appeals against it and the underlying fraud judgment, which will take months.